What is the role then for confrontation?
Well, I think confrontation is always one of the strategies. I mean, speaking as ILGA Europe, this is not a strategy that we use. We define ourselves as a human rights organization, so we really want to stick to the human rights principles and stick to the human rights standards, which is not to say that, you know, being a little bit more confrontational is not needed at times, but it hasn't been necessarily part of our tactic, which is not to say it's not important. And this is why, you know, there are lots of groups that work on LGBT equality in Europe and in the world, and I think it's important to work in complementarity. So that's one point to make. But the other point to make about confrontation is that you do need to factor in the context in which, you know, rights are being claimed. Maybe 30 years ago, you know, being a bit confrontational in the Netherlands or in the UK was still possible because you wouldn't be facing prison and, you know, possible degrading treatment if you go to prison and being arrested and going through a lot of very difficult situations. When you work in the context today still where there could be very heavy repression if you become too confrontational, that obviously is in the mind of all of the human rights defenders and activists who are trying to claim rights. And the second thing is, I must say that in the minds of many LGBT human rights defenders, it is about how far do you go in terms of confrontation. There is something about being publicly confrontational, maybe debating and really insisting on the principles. But then, of course, you have to draw the line in terms of getting, again, keeping within the human rights approach.
Does it worry you, though, that the gradualist approach that you support can go too slowly and the toll can be too great in the meantime?
We might be wrong in our approach. But the other thing to add, I think, to being too confrontational is that I guess experience in many countries has been that when you're too confrontational, you risk losing support being lended to your cause. And if it comes too quickly, sometimes actually you might end up with having great laws or great policies. But if you don't have, you know, you haven't gathered support for your issue, you haven't gathered support for your movement, you're not helping change society. And ultimately, you'll get great laws in the books, but no change in reality. And I think that's also a key element to the gradual approach, is that if you go gradually, it is frustrating. We get frustrating. Organizations that work at national level get frustrating. We all get impatient, and we very often express our impatience. But at the same time, I think most of us, or many of us at least, feel that in the long run, it will work better, because at least we're slowly expanding the circle of allies and supporters and friends. And therefore, it will be more sustainable in the end that way.
Is a gay rights parade in a country which is less sympathetic to LGBT rights an act of confrontation?
I would say no, because that is just about exercising your right to freedom of assembly. And this is where I say, you know, what is confrontation and what is not. And as long as you're standing on very solid human rights ground, I would not call that confrontation. If a group, let's say in Ukraine, in Moldova or Lithuania, wants to organize a pride parade, which is just about exercising their right to peaceful demonstration and right to freedom of assembly, I do not call this confrontation. I call this an exercise in visibility, in claiming your rights, and in just saying I exist.